Okay. I'll wait for 1:30 to click here on my computer.
I can also make you co-host once you get in. Yeah.
Did we hear anything from Al about whether he was coming in person or?
Didn't hear.
Okay.
Thought it was a possibility.
Okay. I have 1:30. Are we still looking for Al and Dale? Is that what we're
We
wondering?
have Dale.
Oh.
We have everybody but Al.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, and then Al can catch up when he joins. I'd like to call to order special board meeting number 8-25, originating at the Water Center and being held via Zoom. The first item on the agenda is roll call. If I could please, Jennifer.
Okay, so Mr. Barker is absent. Ms. Kohansen, here. Mr. Gibbs,
Here.
Mr. McMahon,
Here.
Mr. Olmsted,
Here.
Mr. Stevenson,
Here.
thank you, Mr. Vanstone. You're muted, Dale. Okay, and Chairman Rabel.
Here. Okay. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is aquifer recharge goals, state water plan proposed changes. Mr. Patton, how are you handling that?
Neely Miller will lead off with this discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, welcome, Neely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. Today you'll be asked to consider changes to the state water plan and the ESPA camp and consider releasing those draft documents for public comment. Just a little bit of background. This past legislative session, the Idaho legislature passed SCR 110. This resolution expresses support for ongoing efforts for the state of Idaho to address water supply challenges on the Eastern Snake Plain and supports the board's efforts on recharge and increases the goal for aquifer recharge from 250,000 to 350,000. I will jump right into the changes that we've discussed with the planning committee, and then we can come back to the schedule. Try to zoom in a little bit here so you can see this. So there's three policies. The first policy is 4B Snake River Milner Flow, Milner Zero Minimum Flow. And I'll just briefly highlight the changes and summarize them. I'm not going to go in depth unless you want to discuss. Basically reflects that the recharge goal was originally lower. It was subsequently raised to 250,000 acre feet. Those initial goals were achieved. And then the language here in the second paragraph says that in 2025, the Idaho legislature passed SCR 110 and goes on to elaborate that it supports those goals for recharge of 350,000 acre feet on an average annual basis, and that this would be based on a 15-year rolling average, and that achieving the state-sponsored goal may require additional managed recharge infrastructure, and it is recognized that given the variability of water supply, this goal may be developed over time. And I highlighted this just because I had a conversation with a board member who mentioned this language and wondered if we needed to change it, that it would take time to develop this. It just, I wanted to highlight this as something for the board to consider, as if they are comfortable with this language here that's highlighted, that it may be developed over time, or if you wanted to tweak that. And you'll see that language one more time below, so you don't have to answer just now. Going down to the milestones of this policy, we make sure to capture the 350,000 acre feet on the 15-year rolling average again. Moving into the second policy, conjunctive management. Towards the bottom, there's the reference of that 350,000 acre feet. We've eliminated some of the phase one and phase two language that has already been completed. And then we reiterate that language from above about those initial goals have been achieved. And then the SCR 110, the new 350,000 acre feet, and that this goal may be developed over time. Moving on. Again, we added to here in the implementation strategies that there's the 350,000 acre foot goal. In the last policy, the Snake River Basin New Storage, we highlight here that the 5-year pilot has been completed. There is some discussion of surface water projects here and recharge. We did have a duplication of language here, so staff is proposing to remove that, and that is something we've discussed with the planning committee. We did, because the lower Boise River interim feasibility study is listed here, we did add some language to update that since we're revisiting this policy. And then down here on the implementation strategies and milestones, we've made a few changes. The opportunistic capture of flood flows, and then continue partnership with BOR on Anderson Ranch dam raise. Then lastly, here in the milestones, increased managed aquifer recharge capacity, and then the completion of the Anderson Ranch dam raise. And then lastly, I would just highlight that in the camp, because that was the other section that was identified in SCR 10, that both these state water plan policies and then the ESPA camp references would be changed. And there's only one place where this goal is mentioned in the ESPA camp, and it's in section 3.1, the long-term hydrologic goal, and it covers two pages. It's this table right here where aquifer recharge is listed. We've made that update. And then down here, it flushes that out a little bit more. And we've made that change here as well. And that's basically it in the ESPA camp. There are no other references to that specific number. So with that, I would move back up to for discussion of this, or for discussion of the language in the state water plan policies, if there's a desire. Otherwise, I would go back up here to my memo, which highlights the schedule. So today we're at the special meeting, and then we're proposing a public meeting in Idle Falls in conjunction with the July board meeting. I've been working with Jennifer to have that scheduled for the Wednesday evening, and plan to do something similar in Twin Falls. And then we would solicit oral comments at those meetings, as well as written comments. We would have written comment solicitation on our website. Then in October through December, we would have a public meeting to review those proposed comments, and then another one to finalize and propose the plan and approve. And then the goal would be to get the final updated state water plan sections and the ESPA camp to the legislature by January 1st. With that, I would stand for discussion or questions.
Okay, board members, questions for Neely about either the changes to the state water plan or the changes to the ESPA camp?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark.
Go ahead.
Neely, on 4E, on those edits on 4E, can you go down there?
Absolutely.
I didn't see it this time, but in the draft I looked at this morning, I just saw a place where I thought you needed to capitalize the after you were eliminating some, and it had this, right there, that sentence in blue.
Yes.
That the is the first word of that sentence, is it not?
That is correct, board member Gibbs. I should have captured that capitalization. I'll make sure that gets captured for the final documents that you release for public comment.
Yeah, that's the only thing I saw. And believe me, I'm not very good at proofreading, but I did see that one. So that's amazing that I noticed. So that's all I saw.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Somewhere in heaven, there's probably a very happy language arts teacher from junior high that Mark Gibbs is catching these kinds of things in this phase of his life.
Yeah, but if it was misspelled, I would never say it, believe me.
Okay. Other comments, board members?
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. Hey, Neely and Neely, can we go back up to the very first change?
Yes, I'll scroll up to the top of the state water plan policies.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes, we're right there.
And I don't suggest a change in that, but I just have to put in my two bits worth again in the discussion underneath that. And maybe we can't open that without 10 years of lawyer battles. I don't know, but the, I guess I'm not at the right place. The one where, I guess it's the next item where it says the billion acre discussion, it says billion acre feet, okay, it's approximately the size of Lake Erie, and hey, sorry guys, and it says that it's estimated to one of the most productive aquifers in the world, and estimated to contain a billion acre feet. I don't have any problem with that, but since most of the ESPA is in direct connection with the Snake River, and you know that to me. Sorry, I'm up camping and I got some problems. But anyway, that direct connection implies to me that there's a billion acre feet that's closely connected with the river. And I think our years of recharge and conjunctive management have shown that, you know, roughly 20 million acre feet connects closely with the river. And a lot of it, you know, we can't expect to draw on a billion acre feet. So that's probably a change for later on, but it's very misleading to me and indicates that we don't have any problem. We got a billion acre feet. We can draw 10 million acre feet more every year than we put in, and we'd never make a dent. So just that's all I wanted to say. I'm not asking for that to be changed right now, but I'm just saying it's wrong. Thank you.
Brian, this is Jeff. Would you be happy if we inserted a sentence there that said something like small changes in aquifer storage have significant impacts on the Snake River?
I think that would be so good. I mean, you know, it's the top part that has very close connection, and then a lot of it has a connection, but it's pretty remote. And we don't indicate that in what we're saying there. That direct connection is what really bothers me. Like you just, you know, it can come right back to us instantly.
Chairman, would you want to repeat that sentence? Small changes in aquifer storage, what?
Yes, small changes in aquifer storage have significant impacts to the Snake River.
And really, that's why we have a recharge program.
And the proposal is that would be the second to last sentence.
Well, either that, I'm just reading that next sentence. The Snake River alternatively contributes water to and receives water from the ESPA. It may be a new sentence right at the end. Small changes in aquifer storage have significant impacts on the Snake River. Does that solve your problem, Brian?
Yeah, or even you can say can have significant impacts. I mean, some places it doesn't, but it certainly can. I think that'd be a very valuable addition to me.
So just to clarify, we are keeping that last sentence that exists now and just adding this new sentence on the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, if that's okay with everybody, if we have unanimous consent to do that. Sounds like we do.
No objection.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, Al Barker,
go ahead.
So this comment from Brian raises a question for me. The way we've got this set up is that the board today is going to make a recommendation to put this version out with the edits for public comment. And are we going to suggest that the public can only comment on the changes that we're making, or that they can comment on the 4D, 4E, 4B, D, E, and C that we are proposing to change? So any changes like the one that Brian just mentioned just now, what is it that we're asking the public to do when they look at this, when we get to Idaho Falls in a week and to Twin Falls in September?
Al, I think we have opened up these sections of the state water plan for amendment, and this section is open. And if the public comes back and wants to make additional changes that we have not recognized or edited, they have a right to comment on that, and then it will be up to us to determine whether those comments have merit and should be incorporated into the final proposed changes to these policies that we present to the legislature.
So, Mr. Chairman, I was hoping that's what you would say, because I do think that's the most fair way for the public to look at this and not tie their hands and say, well, you can only comment on the change that we made in the sentence above, but you can't comment on any other parts of the plan that they think might need to be changed.
Okay, well, that's
any other parts of this section of the plan, not the entire state water plan, sorry.
No, we've only opened up these sections, not the entire plan for review. And so that's how I think it should be handled, and I'm waiting for staff to contradict me.
Mr. Chairman, I think I read it the same way you do.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we just need to make sure that the public understands that when we send this out for comments, that they can comment on the entire sections that we're proposing to make changes in.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a follow-up question. Would that apply to the ESPA camp as well? Would we release the entire camp or just those two pages?
I think just the section that we are proposing to amend, but not just the precise words, but that section.
Section, okay. Section 3.1.
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is Joanne.
Yeah.
I have a question then related to section 4D. And the second page down, there's some statements in there that I'm wondering if they are still true then. The first paragraph on the page following 4D, yes, the volume of water, that paragraph, there's some statements on Thousand Springs flows increased from 4,200 CFS prior to irrigation to about 1,668 in the late 50s. But then you go further on and it says Thousand Springs reach currently are about 5,200 CFS, a decline of just over 20% over the past 60 years. Somewhere in there it said currently,
Yeah, that ought to be fixed, probably. Good catch.
I don't now. I can't see where it said currently. Oh, it, yeah, 1,000 right spans reach yeah. currently are about 5,200. I don't know if that's true or false. I just thought, well, if we're going to edit it, we might want to just double check that.
I would Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that we replace currently with a date. You know, as of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the date of that was, I assume that 2009. Was
2009. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't we want to know, since we're updating the plan, what the current condition is rather than what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could do it that way too. I don't. What's the number now? 4,500?
Oh. Yeah, it's probably down a little below the 52, I'm guessing, but I don't remember the current number right offhand.
Well, yeah, we can find that though, whatever that number
oh,
is.
Oh, yes.
And then right. We could calculate a percentage reduction off of the 6,800 and
right.
I think if Al's saying what I think he's saying, I think that would be a more accurate description of what's going on right now.
Mr. Chairman, I agree. We can, and then we can tie it to the current 2025 date.
Okay. Yeah. Does that work for you, Mr. Barker?
That would be great. And I don't know if we need a motion to ask staff to insert those provisions to update that sentence. If we need one, I'll make it.
Well, I think let's catalog these. I feel like we have consensus on this change. When we get to the end, I suppose we either have a motion or a resolution to adopt these proposed changes and submit this for public comment. Do we not?
We have a motion.
Yeah.
Today.
So I think that motion could be adjusted to include the changes we're making here in this meeting.
Yeah, we staff's cataloging all the proposed changes.
Okay.
All the way back to Mr. Gibbs's junior high English teachers changes.
Yeah. Okay. And I say that in all jest. I'm sure that Mr. Gibbs was an excellent student. I just know that any time I show any adeptness at the language arts, teachers are rolling over in their grave that taught me. Okay, board members, is there anything else in these proposed policies that are up to be amended that needs to be looked at before we decide whether to take them out for public comment?
I think we're good from my staff's perspective.
Okay. Do we have a prepared motion, or is the chair just looking, entertaining a motion to approve these proposed amendments to these particular state water plan policies and submit them for public comment?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? There being none, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We will put these proposed amendments to these policies out for public comment and follow that timetable that Neely showed us. Okay, does that cover agenda item number two, Mr. Patton?
Yes, it does.
Okay, agenda item number three, appointment of a hearing officer. Can you go through that for us?
Yeah, Ann Rybar will go through that item for you, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome, Ann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm here today to ask for an appointment of a hearing officer. By way of background, application S22-20362 was filed by P. Marshall Bergier for a stream channel alteration permit. The permit proposed to excavate a bank of the Teton River to connect it to the historical channel of the river. And because of some issues with that request, IDWR denied the application in January of 2025. And at that time, Bergier filed a timely petition for hearing on that denial. So that now becomes before the board, and the board will need to hold that hearing, and will need to appoint a hearing officer in order to conduct the hearing. It's staff's recommendation that you all appoint Amy Castle to be the hearing officer in this matter. So you have before you a resolution that does just that. So that's what's for your consideration today.
Okay, board members, any questions on the proposed resolution? I would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Second. Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The resolution is adopted. Okay, the next thing we have is an amendment to resolution 14-2025. Or what is that?
John Lafredo will lead off on this, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, welcome, John.
Hey, John, you're breaking up.
Apologies. Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For a second. Trying to share my screen to make sure that I'm looking at the resolution that you guys, the board approved in May in Moscow. For the permanent non-binding subdivision agreement. I have some trouble proofreading myself on this one, and I'm just going to scroll down to the whereas and before we resolved.
Hey, John, yes. Do you have a different mic you can connect into? Because we were having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry.
I unfortunately do not. The one cam. Let me try one thing.
There is a phone number in the email.
Okay, let me see if I can short circuit this, Mr. or speed this up. At the Moscow meeting, you passed a resolution regarding a water transaction project. John needs that resolution amended. The attached amended resolution would be the correct one.
Okay, so if we adopt this resolution, it would supersede and take the place of the resolution that was passed in Moscow.
Correct.
Okay, and can you point out any particulars? What are we changing? Do you know, Brian? Is it dollar amounts or is it?
Mr. Chairman, this is Wesley Hipke. If I remember correctly, it's the dollar amount that had to be adjusted. Yes. And so it's on line 60, I believe.
58.46.
So 58?
Yes.
Yes. So I apologize, I don't have my glasses and I'm straining here a little bit. So yes, on line 58.
And line 46 is the same number. And that's a different number than was in the resolution that we passed in Moscow.
I am fairly sure, yes.
Okay, I see John has his mute off. Or you want? Can you affirm that's what the changes are, John?
Correct. Can board members hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The amount was off by $400. There was a rounding error on my part. So just the small omission, $400 omission. So the land underpayment is changing from $114,000 to $114,400, or the total amount going for this transaction moving to $120,640. The previous amount was $120,240. So again, a $400 change here is what we're asking for.
Okay, board members, any questions on this resolution? Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I would move to adopt the resolution to supersede the Moscow resolution.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
I'll second
that.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? We'll proceed to vote. We'll have a roll call vote. Jennifer, please.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Kohansen?
Aye.
Mr. Gibbs?
Aye.
Mr. McMahon?
Aye.
Mr. Olmsted?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone? And Chairman Rabel?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, board members, are there any other non-action items that need to be discussed in this meeting? Does anyone have anything? Okay, Mr. Patton, we're to item six, next meeting and adjourn. You want to give us an update on our next regular board meeting?
Next regular board meeting is next Thursday and Friday in Idaho Falls.
I hope it's a week after next Thursday and Friday.
I'm sorry, week after next. My weeks are running together right now. I apologize. I know.
You're going to think run together after next week, so... Yep. Okay. All right. That's what we have. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. We are adjourned. What do we need? About 5 minutes to sign into the next meeting. Jennifer.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. We'll get off of this and get on the other call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.